Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Last Sunday, our city was shocked when Dante Barksdale, an outreach coordinator for Safe Streets, was killed near the Douglas Homes in East Baltimore. Safe Streets is a violence interruption program. Dante Barksdale worked in the program for nearly 10 years, urging people who were considering violence to reconsider and to choose alternative means to settle disputes and address beefs. The circumstances of his murder are not yet known, but the loss for our city is well known to be tremendous and widely recognized. I am grateful to my next guest, J.T. Timpson, for joining us today as he mourns the loss of his dear friend. J.T. Timpson is the Director of Youth Work and Crisis Intervention for ROCA Baltimore, another violence interruption organization that started in Boston and began here in Baltimore just a few years ago. J.T., my sincere condolences for the loss of your friend.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
As you begin to process what's happened, what do you think Dante's legacy will be?
I think his legacy has been shining so bright and so clear over the past, couple of days since all this happened. The outpouring of love, the outpouring of support, the outpouring of just people whose lives that he touched, I think just speaks of, just the type of person he was and just who he was. And, his tireless efforts in the work require us to kind of keep the ball rolling and even take it to another level, because that's what he would be expecting us to do. That's just who Dante was.
Our phone number is 410-662-8780. If you have a memory or a comment you'd like to make about Dante Barksdale, our email is midday@wypr.org. To tweet us, it's @midday WYPR. And JT, do you have any notion of what happened? Do you know of any information that's surfaced in the course of an investigation, or is there anybody who is offering an explanation for how this tragedy occurred?
No, to be honest with you, I've been more focused on giving honor to his life than giving a whole bunch of credit to his death at this time. So my focus this week has really been on trying to really honor my friend, honor his legacy, honor the work that he's been doing across the city, and just really stand focused on that. Because this is a tough time for a lot of people whose lives that he touched, who he was close to, his family. And so we have to learn how to process our grief and process our loss in a way in which it can continue to be productive. So I know for me right now, trying to focus on what happened and all that type of stuff is just not the most important thing for me to really focus on at the moment. Of course, these are questions that we all want answers to, but at the same time, it's more important for me to uplift and honor his life.
Totally understand that. One of the things that this does for a lot of folks is points out the incredible courage it takes to do the kind of work that you do and your colleagues at ROCA and your colleagues, former colleagues, at Safe Streets, the work that Dante did for, as I said, nearly 10 years. This can be dangerous business, can it?
Absolutely. It takes a level of commitment. It takes a certain level of commitment to be able to really stick in it and really do this work, because these are the times, these are the hard times. Like, these are the times where it really tests who you are, and it really tests your commitment to the actual work, because, we're angry, we're hurt, and anger and hurt causes, certain feelings and emotions. But then you have to remember who we're talking about here. And I know that one thing for sure is that he would not want any bloodshed in his name, because that's what he fought his life against. We just got to keep focusing and make sure that we honor him the right way by continuing to do this work. And yeah, we take our risks, but we know what we got into when we signed up for this work. So, those of us who really live in these neighborhoods or come from these neighborhoods or really understand these neighborhoods, we understand that it's a necessary risk. It's things that we have to do to be able to reach back and really help and support our young people.
J.T. Timpson is the Director of Youth Work and Crisis Intervention for ROCA, Baltimore. ROCA, the Spanish word for rock. It's an organization that is a violence-interrupting organization and works with folks who are likely victims and perhaps even likely perpetrators of crimes to try to de-escalate things and show them different alternatives and a different path. We have a caller on the line who I understand from our director knew Dante. Corey, welcome to Midday with JT.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing? What's up, JT?
Corey, what's up, big bro?
How you doing, bro? It's a sad time right now. The city is definitely in mourning, and we lost one of our great leaders. A leader that every day woke up, he was prepared to sacrifice his life for the life of others, like we all do, like JT do, like myself do. And Dante was a humble man. He was a playful man. He was a loving father. He was a loving husband. He was a guaranteed friend that if you ever call him, no matter what time, night or day, he would be there. You know, so we would like to get the message out that, as JT said, we don't want any bloodshed in his name. We want his name to be honored. And what we want is for everybody to take a hold and take a responsibility that if you see something, you know, stop it. You know, be the person to say, nah, man, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Tater wouldn't want you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Be the person that Tater always talked about, as we all talked about, communication is everything. You know? And I'm going to leave with this. In the last words of my homeboy, my friend, my colleague, somebody who helped me, help us push this movement to where it's at today, the most gangster shit in the world is forgiveness. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's well said, Corey, and thank you so much for that perspective. And JT, forgiveness is tough at a time like this, isn't it?
It is, but he prepared. You know, it's funny because I look back and I think that, you know, the more and more I think about conversations that I had with Dante and I think about his things that he said, you know, it starts to really make you think whether his life wasn't prophetic to a degree, because he prepared us for this moment with that statement right there. He made that statement a couple of weeks ago on social media. And that statement is a statement that we all have to live by right now, because it's something that he said and it's something that he really meant when he said it. Because he knows the difficult challenge that comes along with that. And so, sure, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to wake up every day and continue the path. It's a challenge to especially forgive when you know, when these type of things happen. But in honor and respect, and if you really love him, you know, you got to really hold on to those words and really practice that. You got to practice exactly what he said. Nobody's going to get it. It's not perfect and it does hurt. We are angry, but at the same time, you know, we got to do what's right.
And, you know, per Corey's comment, I wonder, you know, I mean, you and Dante have both been on the show several times to talk about the work you do in violence interruption. How will those conversations that you have with the folks that you're working with, how will they change given the fact that Dante was killed a week ago?
I mean, all the people that I've talked to, you know, Corey and you know, just a bunch of other people, you know, all of us who were going through that morning together, you know, Erica Bridgeford from Ceasefire, you know, like we all really took this as a recommitment to the work and a dedication to take this work to an even higher level now, because that's the call. Because if this type of stuff is still happening in our city, the people who are fighting the fight, then we got to fight a little bit harder. Like, we really got to fight harder. We got to step up. It's really time for us to put all the shenanigans aside, because we just don't have time for it anymore in this city. And we got to really step up and take responsibility and be accountable for what we need to be doing out here in these communities. And so, you know, that is what this has put, this is what has instilled in me, because I will never forget when I first started this work, when I first started working for Safe Streets, Dante pulled me aside and he said, "Bro, I'm gonna tell you one thing." And I said, "What's up?" He said, "One of the toughest things you're gonna have to deal with in doing this work is when somebody close to you gets killed. And that's gonna be the test. That's gonna be the test to see whether you really are about pushing this work forward, or whether you just not there all the way. Because your heart is gonna feel vengeful, you're gonna feel all these different emotions, and you have to be able to push through that and still continue to work." And I will say that this week, that conversation happened probably about 10 years ago. And this week, the fruit of that conversation is grown within me, because I truly have an understanding of it. Sure, we've lost young people, sure, you know, things have happened, but not like this, not to a special person like that, you know. So this really tests all the resolve of a lot of us. A lot of us who were close to him, a lot of us who loved him, a lot of us who knew him, had the pleasure of working with him. This is really a test of our resolve. And how we stand up from this is really going to leave a mark of how his legacy is remembered. And I'm not going to let his legacy be tarnished or dimmed. It's going to shine bright, just like that orange light on the dome of City Hall, because he was one who deserved that.
Yeah, it's really quite something. You're exactly right when you talk about his comments just a few weeks ago, and then, you know, 10 years ago with you being prophetic. It really is quite something. We have time for another call to Greg in Baltimore. Greg, welcome to Midday with J.T. Timpson.
Yes. Hello, how are you? I'm Greg Marston, site director of State Street Sandtown, and I just want to call and speak to Dante Barksdale's character. Dante Barksdale was one of the ones on my hiring panel when they hired me, and he poured into me. I watched this man leave prison, the streets, and the capacity that he was in, get a bachelor's degree, and he got me to go to college. And because of how he poured into me and how passionate he was, how he embodied this program, and how he personified this program, I've had 8 years longevity. They don't understand what they took from us, but because of how we are taught and how he taught me, we're not angry at the individual. We're angry at the act. We're angry at the act that some individual couldn't express his anger to get a better resolution. And this has caused, his death has caused more of an urgency for us as a whole to come together and do more of this work and go harder at doing this work. And I just want to let you know, this city lost a great man, and he will forever be remembered. His legacy will go on.
Well, Greg, thank you. We appreciate that call. I appreciate that sentiment. And JT, that really is central to the work of violence interruption, to think about the act rather than the actor.
Yeah, Greg said it perfectly. I mean, that's exactly what I was trying to express, bumbling with the words I was using, but he framed it perfectly. Like, that's exactly it. It's really, we're angry, but we're angry about the act, right? Because the forgiveness comes in. You know, that's where the forgiveness takes place, you know, and that's where healing and growth and all those things start. And we know that we have to heal. We know we have to heal because we still got work to do out here to help continue to heal this city. So we just got to keep pushing.
Here we are 21 days into 2021, and already we've lost 15 people to violence, including Dante Barksdale. Do you think that this particular act, you know, combined with your clear resolve and the resolve of your colleagues at Safe Streets and Roca to redouble your efforts, the resolve of Erica Bridgeford and Leatrice Gant about keeping Baltimore ceasefire alive and well. The next ceasefire comes in just a couple of weeks, and we're going to have Erica and Leatrice on after it, as we always do. Do you think it can make a difference? Do you see this as a launching point for a new era?
If I didn't, I wouldn't still be doing it. We got to keep hope. We got to remain hopeful. We got to remain hopeful and This is not an easy fight, and nobody said it was going to be easy, and nobody said it's supposed to be easy. But one thing you have to remember, you just got to keep resolve. You can't quit. You can't give up. This work is not designed for quitters. So if you're a quitter, then you have another place or another job to be doing, and this ain't it, right? Because we gotta push through. We push through, and we gotta keep fighting. And sometimes we gotta get a little bit louder, and we gotta push a little bit harder, and we gotta have, you know, uncomfortable conversations in uncomfortable places. We got to do all the things necessary to make sure that we continue this work.
Well, JT Timpson, Director of Youth Work and Crisis Intervention for ROCA in Baltimore, thank you for the work that you do. God bless and Godspeed. Stay safe. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
That's it for us today. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You're tuned to 88.1 WYPR.